Now we are joined by head coach Dustin Wingert of the Perryville Pirates, who suffered the loss tonight to South Iron, 66-54. Coach, you started off, let's start with the third quarter. You go on an 11-0 run out of the half to go up 31-23, and then South Iron kind of switched everything up defensively, and your guys kind of struggled to adjust.
Absolutely. I mean, that's and part of it's our own selves. You know, we stopped doing what got us that 11-0 run, and, you know, I asked the kids afterwards, what do I need to change, and what do we need to change as a group, and nobody, you know, we all kind of sat there for a couple seconds, and I finally had an underclassman come up and say, I don't think it's anything you can change, Coach. So I think we need to start taking some ownership in the things that we're doing. A good example is we decided to switch up things defensively on ourselves at halftime, come out the first trip down the floor, and we're not in what we've talked about. We went back to the old defense. That's why I called the timeout right out.
We noticed.
And I'm like, we figured. Why in the world are we just spent 7 minutes drawing it up and talking about what we're going to do to try to get back in this game, and we come back and we don't do that. I think we need to take ownership of who, what we do and what we don't do on the floor.
All right, well, let's look at the offensive part of your game. Mm-hmm. You know, you used the bigs early on. Gerstenberger was making most of the impact between him and Chase Brown. And Gerstenberger, he did have a very fluid game. He was maybe the more consistent big man. And then you turn to the guard, Jeff Reisenbigler. Had a couple of tries from three-point range, couldn't get those to go, but in the end, with 19 points to lead all scorers for Perryville. Talk about the play of those two guys.
Well, I think that, you know, Cole's can be a force inside. You know, we've got to do a better job, and we've got to look for him a little quicker, I think, on the offensive things. I think sometimes he can come down and he post up really good, really well right off the bat, and we need to look for that. You know, and he's a force. He's somebody that can get some offensive rebounds and get some easy putbacks too. I think he's somebody that can go from scoring 12 to 20 points in a matter of a snap of a finger. Jeff's going to be that guy. He's a little bit of a slasher. He can also step back and hit a three every once in a while. And if he gets going, he gets going. But it's just something that we've got to do, like I said, offensively. We got to take time. We got to become prepared. When I walk in the locker room, we got to have eyes on the board, looking and watching what we're drawing up and taking that to the floor. And tonight, I just don't think we did a very good job of that.
I only count 3 3-pointers on the night for you guys. Mm-hmm. Do you think that really helped South Iron defensively, the fact that you couldn't hit from beyond the perimeter?
Well, absolutely. When you're in a zone and you can't hit from that, you know, that's the whole point is, you know, to tease you with those open looks. And we didn't. And we got some open looks early, and we stopped shooting them. And that might be partially my fault because I've been harping on us on being a little selfish on the offensive end, but also wanted us to continue to look for good open shots.
All right, so you fall to the loser's bracket. You're going to take on Fredericktown tomorrow morning at 11:30 in the morning, so a bit of a quick turnaround for you guys. The field that you're going up against for that fifth-place finish is Crystal City, DeSoto, Viburnum, West County, Herculaneum, and Arcadia Valley. But obviously you can't focus on those guys yet until you focus on Fredericktown. Have you had a chance to see the Black Hats in action?
Yeah, we played them earlier in the year. I think it was the first game outside of that Woodland tournament we played them, and you know, beat them handily, but right now I think you gotta. My worry is what's the composure of our team right now, and hopefully we get a quick, like you said, a quick turnaround, quick bounce back, and you know, you can only come ready to play tomorrow and show some frustration and take that out on Fredericktown and see where you're at.
All right, you mentioned it. You asked the players, you know, what can you as a coach do differently? And you know, you said that underclassmen came up and said it's not on you. But obviously, I know you like to hear that from the guys because it means that they want to take ownership of their actions. Mm-hmm. But do you feel like it's all down to the players?
You can't blame one person. It starts from the top and works its way down. But, you know, I told them afterwards, I've seen teams with lesser talent do the things that I'm asking you to do and be successful. So obviously we're missing something. I don't know if it's me being a new guy, just still trying to figure out everybody's buttons to push or what the answer is to that, or if it's just a lack of intensity. Or, you know, I thought our intensity in the first quarter was really good. I thought defensively we played really well in the first quarter. You're going to give up shots. Teams are going to get hot on you. I understand that. But we've also got to continue to do the things that we do well and that got us the 11-0 run in the third quarter and stuff like that. So, you know, it's just I think tonight is the quick turnaround might be beneficial for us in the fact that we don't get to sit and dwell on what happened this evening.
All right, Coach, we'll certainly appreciate the time. I know in a loss, you don't exactly want to talk to anyone.
No, but, it's okay. I understand you guys got a job to do, and sometimes it's better to talk to you than my wife, and she appreciates you guys. Trust me.
All right, Coach, thanks for the laugh at the end.
I appreciate it.
Good
thanks,
luck
guys.
Good luck tomorrow.
I appreciate it.
That is Dustin Wingert, head coach of the Perryville Pirates.